And for those of you that have your home maintenance calendar, it's something we publish annually, which, by the way, we got in 2021 this week. If you're already on the mailing list, don't worry, we'll send you your updated one shortly. If you don't get our physical calendar, you can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll send you 2021, and a calendar every year after that helps you keep up with your home maintenance, but it also helps create appointment radio. You can see in our Outdoor Living Hour what we're talking about. And in this month, it's winter veggies in our Farm Fresh Hour. Julie, what other winter vegetables are coming off the farm right now?
So obviously we have all the leafy greens, which are just wonderful. And that's why we call Yuma the winter lettuce bowl capital, because we've just done that pendulum shift. Most of those leafy greens were growing in California. Now they're coming back to Yuma. And then of course you've got your root vegetables. That's kind of our big agriculture, but we have a lot of our direct and retail farmers. Right now I'm with one of our farmers doing the CSA box. And so now I'm seeing a lot more of the winter, the leafy greens, and certainly also the root vegetables. But what I was discovering, and why I am excited that there's a pairing here, is something that Juan just told us in the break. What's happening? Why is there a relationship, this relationship that exists between DatePak and all of our leafy green growers in Yuma right now?
Well, there is. We all grow in the same region, and we are very respectful of each other. And we have very good, what we call good neighbor farming practices. So as the date season starts to end, some of our employees actually transition to leafy greens and to some of the commodities that are coming on for winter. So they'll be parked in our parking lot today, and then by Monday, they'll be across the street with some of the packing houses or some of the lettuce farms. And we're very respectful of that relationship. The workforce is actually highly qualified and highly trained. We share through the Arizona Safety Produce Council some of the practices, some of the same training practices when it comes to the handling of food products. So the people that are touching our leafy greens, they know exactly how all the procedures to keep your food healthy and safe for consumption. And so the same people that are trained in a day pack, then they go on and do the same practices. They follow those same practices, safe food safety practices, all through the commodities that they move on to.
You know, that's a pretty special story. You can literally say that hand to hand, they're shifting from medjool dates and our leafy greens. It's all kind of hand in hand. There's this shift in the workforce. And that's one of the things I will always remember. John Bolts, one of our Yuma farmers and the vice president for Arizona Farm Bureau. By the way, DatePak is an Arizona Farm Bureau member. He always says, we're talking seriously highly skilled labor force. And that's neat to hear that for the last, what, month and a half, 2 months, they've been working for DatePak, and now they're going to shift to the leafy green farms.
Indeed. And that's for the packing house segment of it. Now, from the farming side, we also do, again, those good neighbor practices, right? So we make sure that the application of any type of treatments or pesticides is always very highly regulated, but also courteous about it. Right. So we know when everyone's going to do an application. We try to keep our neighbors, actually, they keep us in the loop. We don't usually use any type of applications on the date farms themselves, but our neighbors are really good. And then it also allows, again, we're all tremendously focused on food safety and the food safety practices that are required to be third-party certified. Having a good neighbor like that really makes a good case for us. So, and it goes both ways. When a farmer of lettuce is being audited by a third party, and then they turn around and they see a date farm, well, it matters. It matters how well that farm is kept. It matters what kind of growing practices they have and what kind of applications they are doing on the soil. And we share that information all the time with our neighbors because of that. Those good neighbors practices help my neighbor, but they'll also help me.
And that continuity and the training is so important. So this labor force, these employees, they're being trained in all of those safe handling practices that are, have been established by a high standard.
It helps to have a mindset, right? So you know how they you always hear this saying of you need to practice something 100 times before you become a master, right? So sometimes we don't realize that, wait a minute, you need to have the habit of wash your hands for 20 seconds, right? And or, you know, sing the birthday song. Well, those are important habits that the people that are handling our foods need to have. So when they go from one practice to another and they're following with the training and they're following up with people saying them, well, I'm going to count how long you take washing your hands, it becomes a habit that ultimately results in great food safety handling practices.
That's really neat. And tell us one more time again for our listeners so they know where to get these the Natural Delight brand of medjool dates besides going to the grocery store and getting their winter vegetables.
Well, of course, dates are a great side for winter vegetables. I'm sure we'll share our favorites recipes in a minute. But besides your local store, our growers actually have a couple of websites where you can buy them directly from the grower themselves. One of our largest growers, Imperial Date Gardens, they have their website at imperialdategardens.com. Another one, favorite of a lot of our consumers, oasisdates.com. So you'll be getting your dates straight from the farm and as fresh as they can be.
That's great.
We'll have all of those. I see Gary very diligently writing those websites down. We'll have them on our archive page so you can go find them there if you didn't get them written down. Talk about you'd mentioned and hinted to recipes, and I wanted to make sure we hit that before we wrap up this segment, because we've got a list here of like some holiday cooking ideas for dates.
Well, honestly, I've been part of the date industry for now 19 years, coming up on 19 years and 4 months, and I was surprised by how dates complement many dishes. They can go on a sweet and savory spectrum really fast. So for me, usually my favorite date recipes are actually more on the savory side than on the sweet side, because dates are so sweet. So for example, probably a couple of times a week, my wife prepares this great salad with just some chopped dates and a vinaigrette dressing. So very, you know, you'll have some dates, some feta cheese, and some grilled chicken. It's just really, it complements a salad very well with the vinegar. That's my favorite. But I also, a year and a half ago, I tried a recipe that blew my mind. Somebody did a reduction with medjool dates and coffee beans, and they put it on top of a steak. And the coffee bean flavor with the dates gave the steak this really decadent taste that tasted nothing like dates or coffee.
So we need to get the recipe for that.
It blew my mind. I was like, oh, wait, so you're going to give me a steak that tastes like coffee and dates? Like, no, I like my meats. It tastes like meat. But wow, it blew my mind away. I was just like, I couldn't believe it.
So if we can get our hands on that and how to do that, we'll post it on Fill Your Plate. And I know that we'll post it on the rosieonthehouse.com website.
But I'll gladly share some recipes. One of my other favorite recipes is with spicy. Like every time you have someone over for a quick gathering, I know those are not very popular right now, but when they become popular again and you invite some guests over to your homes, the Philadelphia cream cheese with jalapeno.
Oh, I love that one.
Right? So you just open up a date, you fill it with that spicy cream cheese, and it's fantastic. And then if you want to be bold, wrap some bacon around it, and because everything goes great with bacon, and put it in the oven for 15 minutes, fantastic. Your guests are going to love it. And it's a 20-minute recipe. People are going to think like, wow, you're a culinary master, and it's going to taste great.
I got one because I make it every Christmas. My grandmother's sister used to make date loaf, and it was butter, sugar, dates, pecans. And if I'm not mistaken, you would take that, you would roll it in a wet, hot towel and let it sit on the counter. It would harden, but you would they're very easy to cut, and you can serve on a plate. It is delicious.
That sounds delicious.
It does sound good.
Now, we had mentioned the Date Pack website, and you'd also mentioned Natural Delights. If you go to Date Pack's website and click on Natural Delights, it brings you to a whole new website. And on the recipes tab in there, this is scrolling on. There's got to be several hundred here. But you've got one that would have been good for Halloween, where you've got these dates that are dressed up to look like spiders. Lots of drink applications I'm looking through.
That spider recipe actually won an award at the Produce Marketing Association event a couple of years ago because of how easy it was to make. And you're right, they look like spiders with pretzel legs.
Oh, how fun. I'm hungry. And I just had breakfast not too long ago.
And you just had the date that and only Julie was the one that was able to taste that one.
Yeah. It's really good. Really good.
And then,
how long have you been doing the chocolate-covered medjool dates?
This is our first year. We found a partner out of California that they are they specialize on handling chocolate, and we worked with them for about 4.5 months on trying to develop the recipe, and pretty much run dates through their processes, and that's where we are today.
Awesome. It looks like you were going to say something, Romy.
Just that there's a store locator on that website as well, on the naturaldelights.com. You can find a local grocery store. And we've also have those other websites we'll post where you can order directly from one of the growers that supplies to Date Pack. It sounds like you've got these independent growers. They send their dates to you. You guys package, ship, and distribute.
Yes.
Is that
it? That is correct. That is correct. Imperial Date Gardens, it's a farm. That's the farm. And we are the packing house for them.
And just remember, these are all local dates. So look for that. Certainly look for that Natural Delight brand. And then if you go directly to the grower, that's another way to get that local product grown.
Indeed. It's all locally grown. Arizona, is famous because of the weather, and the weather is perfect for us. So,
excellent.
Juan Guzman of Date Pack. Again, it's datepac.com out of Yuma, Arizona. One of the a huge hub for agriculture in Arizona, and a big contributor to the $2.3 billion industry of agriculture we have here in the state of Arizona. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. It's the Medjool Date. And I've got two different spellings of the same one. How's it on the same sheet of paper? Is it M-A-D or M-E-D?
It's M-E-D-J-O-O-L.
All right. The Medjool Dates out of Yuma, Arizona.